Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your boy Lunch. My people, say love.
Yeah.
Blaze Rock, microphone master. Dub CNN, West Side, yeah. Nigga. You know how we do.
What?
Homeless. Huh? Focus on me,
yeah.
I got the locust homies,
yeah.
Niggas analyze, admire me and smoke this on me. You bogus homie,
yeah.
And you know this homie. Bitch come to my crib, dance and throw this on me. Bang, niggas know my name, H-O-M-E, niggas know my gang. Haters out there don't know my pain. All I really know is a nigga slang. I don't give a fuck, that's what's up. Dubs in it, look that up. Chillin' the cup, throwing it up. Nigga tell me you rollin' the what? Slow the faster,
yeah.
I'm a bastard,
yeah.
J Love and Blaze Rock, microphone masters. Every Monday, hip hop and interviews. Whack a pins tied up,
nigga.
Tennis shoes, I diminish you. I mean demolish you. I mean bits and pieces, nigga. Molecules. Get that money, that's all I do. Every little step I take like Bobby do. Selfless but not bother you, cause the flow is hot and true. Yeah, them niggas hide at you, cause the hoes wanna rock with you. Wow, they love my style, i.e. we so damn wow. J-Love, Blaze Rock, them niggas keep on holding me down. Yeah.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, them nigga Lunch, man. J-Love, Blaze Rock, microphone masters. Dub CNN, every Monday, he's going this out. Yeah. Go download that mixtape too. What's for Lunch? HomelessRecords.net. Follow me on Twitter.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. I am J Love, and my partner in crime, partner in rhyme, is Blaze Rock. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Man, I can't complain. Now, this is, I'm sure that you've seen all kinds of different websites and hip-hop websites and all that good stuff where, and I think some more so than others, we lost a great ambassador for hip-hop, I guess you could say. Well, maybe ambassador is the wrong word, but definitely an artist that left a lasting impression with Nate Dogg this week.
Dog, can you say, I know there's a lot of artists who've done a lot more in terms of sales and et cetera, but there's no artist that embodied an entire time frame of hip-hop like Nate Dogg. You know what I'm saying? I would go as far as to say Snoop Dogg and them aren't nearly as popular as they became without Nate on those hooks. Warren G's Regulate never is a hit minus Nate Dogg.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You could just go on down the line where Nate, you put Nate on, instant. People, you know, and then you got to the point where Nate Dogg was almost as ubiquitous with a dope track as an NPC. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I need that Nate Dogg. What's up? You know, and that was it, you know? So yeah, man, when I saw that news, it was like, dang, really? And I mean, I knew he'd be going through the health issues and whatnot. And I knew that he was kind of, you know, he'd had the stroke a couple years ago, then had another one. But, you know, it's tough when you see folks like that because, you know, we all grew up listening to him. And I had a chance, it's kind of ill because I had a chance to meet Nate Dogg in Las Vegas. We were coming out of the Luxor and he was walking, you know, he was walking up or whatever. And me and a couple of my cousins and my wife, we were there and we saw him and we were like, it's Nate Dogg. He's like, yo, what's up? You know, he was just, I mean, the coolest dude you could ever imagine. Because if you didn't know it was Nate Dogg, you would have never knew it was Nate Dogg. You know, he wasn't he wasn't with a bunch of, you know, huge entourage. He wasn't all dressed up in, you know, cane and all this other stuff. And, you know, he was just a regular dude in a t-shirt and some khakis mobbing. You know, it was so dope because we was just like, what's up? And he was like, oh, what's going on, y'all? You know, da 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 da. So it was cool. So, I mean, you know, it's a shame and, you know, blessings to his family and everybody that's been touched by him.
And I think along those lines, I think it's great that at least you have some type of a different type of memory of Nate Dogg in that sense, because all my memories, and just like a lot of yours are as well, most of them are through the music and through the tracks that we hear. And I think DubCNN.com has done a great job, and I know we have a lot of things planned as a website to kind of remember Nate Dogg. But I think one of the things that when I think of, and we're going to get into a Nate Dogg kind of track that he was on here in a moment, but one of the things when I hear like a Snoop Dogg Ain't No Fun, or I hear a Regulate, or it's is that it just takes me back to that time period. I remember the Snoop Dogg Ain't No Fun that takes me back to like my freshman year in college. It takes me back to when I hear Regulate. It takes me back to the summertime when I was really bumping that and really doing some things with that and that Nate Dogg album. I mean the Warren G album and obviously Regulate being the thing. But it's funny to me because you know you have the area codes and all that stuff. But
right.
for those folks who maybe are thinking, well, what's the big deal about Nate Dogg? Because I didn't know the man personally, so I can't speak to all that.
Yeah.
But what I can tell you, for those folks who are wondering what's the big deal, Nate Dogg was Akon before Akon.
Nate Dogg was the archetype of the Akon, T-Pain, et cetera, The Dream, et cetera. All these dudes basically found a lane because Nate Dogg created the whole field, then the track, and then he made a lane for them to get in there.
Exactly. And I think this will give you the power. When you know, I think Nate Dogg was kind of the power of Nate Dogg to some extent was he made that Shade Shiest song.
He made that listenable. He made that listenable. Straight up.
Yes,
straight up. He made that listenable. Straight up.
So I will say, so I know he'll obviously that's one of the great things about music, one of the great things when you leave a lasting impression, whether it's hopefully maybe some advice you give to somebody changes their life. And if you're long and gone, they'll say, well, that advice he gave to me always stayed with me.
Right.
In the case of hip hop, in the case of music, his memory or his legacy or whatever, that his footprint will always be there through the songs that we can pop in and listen and check out.
When we come back from playing this song, the couple songs we're going to play, I'm going to actually go into something else about it. That's a little off topic of, you know, what we have set to talk about, but we got a few minutes tonight. It's going to be a little bit of a different show, but we like to keep it fresh and keep it moving. So, of course, you are on Microphone Masters, brought to you in part by WTNN. I'm Blaze Rock. That's Jay Love. We're about to hit you with some Snoop Dogg and even a little Bishop Lamont on some, you know, 6 degrees type connection type of thing. So here we go. Bang.
The Jack Off Hour. This is DJ Easy Dick. On Dirty Balls, right now, something new by Snoop Doggy Dogg. And this one goes out to the ladies from all the guys. A big bow wow wow. Cause we're gonna make it a little mystery here tonight. This is DJ Easy Dick on the station that slaps you across your fat ass with a fat dick.
When I met you last night, baby, before you opened up your gap, I had respect for your lady, but now I take it all back, cause you gave me all your pussy. My balls, leave your number on the cabinet, and I promise, baby, I'll give you a call next time I'm feeling kinda horny. You can come on over and I'll break you off, and if you can't keep up that day, baby, just lay back and open your mouth.
Corrupt, gave a fuck about a bitch, I'd always be broke. I never have no motherfucking endo to smoke. I get smoked and loony. Bitch, you can't do me. Do we look like BBD? You hoochie groupie. I have no love for hoes. That's something that I learned in the pound. So how the fuck am I supposed to pay this hoe? Just the latest hoe. I know the pussy's minds. I'ma fuck a couple more times and then I'm through with it. There's nothing else to do with it. Pass it to the homie, now you hit it. Cause she ain't nothing but a bitch to me. And y'all know the bitches ain't shit to me. I give some fuck. Why don't y'all pay attention? Approach her with a different proposition. I'm corrupt, ho. You'll never be my only one. Trick ass bitch.
It ain't no fun if the homies get hammered. It ain't no fun if the homies get hammered. It ain't no fun if the homies get hammered. It ain't no fun if the homies get hammered.
Guess
Guess who's back in the motherfucking house with a fat dick for your motherfucking mouth? Hoes recognize, niggas do too. Cause when bitches get scandalous and pull a voodoo, what you gon' do? You really don't know. So I'd advise you not to trust that hoe. Silly of me to fall in love with a bitch, knowing damn well I'm too caught up with my grip. Now as the sun rotates and my game grows bigger, how many bitches wanna fuck this nigga named Snoop Doggy? I'm all the above. I'm too swift on my toes to get caught up with you hoes. But see, it ain't no fun if my homies can't get a taste of it, cause you know I don't love it. Woo! Hey, now you know, inhale, exhale with my flow. One for the money, two for the bitches, three to get ready, and four to hit the switches in my Chevy. 6-4 red to be exact, with bitches on my side and bitches on my back. So back up, bitch, because I'm struggling. Just get on your knees and then start juggling these motherfucking nuts in your mouth. It's me, Warren G, the nigga with the clout. Woo!
Strip. Yeah. The tip a couple doves watching sexy girls strip.
You are listening to the Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. The first one you heard, I mean, you know that one.
Yeah.
That was when he was called. That's when he was called Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Yeah.
So Snoop Dogg ain't no fun, and obviously had Warren. I mean, had everybody on there. Had Nate Dogg especially. That's the reason for playing that one. And also, this, I won't say an oldie but a goodie, but one that's a little bit, it's a couple years old, and you know, this is one of Blaze, that was one of Blaze Rock and I's favorite joints.
Yeah, man.
Bishop Lamont. This is, oh my, ick.
Yeah, man, hey, and speaking of that song, I'm sorry, dude. That beat is insane
yes.
to me. Like, every time I hear that beat, I just want to kick somebody's throat in, dude. I mean,
oh, yeah.
and then on top of that, I always liked Bishop Lamont. I know a lot of people didn't give dude much credit, but I always thought he was a comparable MC. I always thought he brought it pretty nicely. I thought he was kind of in a bad situation, as everyone except Eminem is when it comes to Dr. Dre, which is not a slight on, you know, on Bishop Lamont. I just thought, you know, there's not a lot else you can do than what he did when you're on Aftermath. So getting back to something, though, about Nate Dogg, you know, what I wonder sometimes is now that, and I'm guilty of this, so I'm gonna go ahead and throw myself under the bus when I say this.
Okay.
Have you ever noticed nowadays in hip hop, back in the day when somebody died, you went and bought their album.
Right.
Or, you know, somebody died, you went and made sure you caught up on their catalog, you bought an album or two, maybe copped a single, or, you know, tribute CD or tribute show going on or something like that, you make sure you're there. I gotta admit that now in the 2000s, I gotta say, dude, the first thing I do when somebody dies or something happens to them, I go look for downloads.
Okay.
What I did was, when Nate Dogg passed, man, I initially was on Facebook looking at it, and you know, and of course on Facebook, everybody immediately goes to YouTube and starts posting every video possible.
Yeah.
So what I did, my first thought was, man, I know somebody gonna make a mixtape with all his, like, dope tracks that he was on or whatever. So I went to my friendly neighborhood downloadable location, and sure enough, I had a 200 megabyte file worth of like 50 tracks of his, where, you know, where he basically murks the hooks. So I wonder, I'm asking the people, I'm asking you, Jay, as well. Is that bad?
Man, I think, I would say, no, it's not. Because with technology the way it is now, it would be the same thing as if you're on a news site and they say that Sammy Davis Jr. passes, and so they're gonna play you all the songs of Sammy Davis Jr. or some montage or something.
Right. Right.
So I think it's the same. It's the same way. We just have a different way of being able to access that, whether it's YouTube or somebody or DJs all of a sudden going on. Because you remember, if this is kind of once again peeking behind the curtain, when Blaze and I were on Terrestrial Radio a little while ago, and when Michael Jackson passed, and one of the things the DJ for the show that we were on, he made a quick Michael Jackson mix.
Right.
So as a lot of people were doing around that day, so it was able to, you had some access to some cool Michael Jackson songs or some songs that Michael Jackson was sampled in. So I think it's the same thing when you apply it to like a passing of somebody like Nate Dogg, or in this new age that we're in, you just say, oh, let me just YouTube that.
Yeah.
Let me just Google that. Let me just find out what he was all about. So and then if you want to go on and purchase it, I'm sure that you'll see a little bit of an uptick in his in the sales of the songs that he was on, whether it's on iTunes or whatever. But I think for the most part, it'd be a lot of people who are saying, who is this dude?
Yeah.
What's the big deal? Let me listen to this mix and see. Oh, he did that? Oh, that's dope.
Right.
I never knew. So I think I don't knock you or disparage you at all for going that route. Because
I just kept it real. I mean, I'm always trying to keep it real. I tell somebody that's what I did. But I mean, it wasn't even one of those things where it's like, oh, I need to pirate this, or oh, I need to try to slang this and make some money. It was, yo, man, I really like this dude, and I, you know, and it sucks that he's dead, but it's good to be able to go back and listen to, you know, the incredible catalog of features that he has. And some of the worst part about it is a lot of the songs, there aren't very many Nate Dogg assisted tracks that are garbage.
Right.
So it's like you're automatically getting good music. But, it, you know, I felt bad for a moment. You know, I thought, well, you know, if I'd have went and bought all these songs, would he have really gotten a cut, though?
Right.
And, you know, and so I don't feel bad for having done it. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to go back and get it. I'm glad I had the opportunity to have my own little personal, you know, Nate Dogg tribute show, listen, if you will. But I just wonder, because I know there's a lot of people like me. I know the list... The package that I downloaded was downloaded something like 5,000 times over the last few days since he passed. You know, but I don't know. I'm just glad we could give memory to somebody, and somebody's gonna get turned on a Nate Dogg that maybe never heard of Nate Dogg. Even though I felt like there was nobody who hadn't heard of Nate Dogg. So I don't know.
You know what was one of the cool things? One of the most interesting kind of collaborations that Nate did was the Oh No song with Felt Most Def.
That was dope.
And Nate Dogg, I thought that was cool because you never expected that to go down when it went down. That was on that double album, I think, when Raucous was doing that Lyricist Lounge bombing, thing.
Yeah. It was a sound bombing.
Was it? It might have been one of them. So I think that was kind of cool. And I think when Nate dropped his first album, which was, I forget what it, I think it was the volume one or whatever it was, but it was like a double cassette, double CD type of thing.
Yeah.
And it went kind of unnoticed, unfortunately, because I think people, that was when it was just, you kind of took them for granted, I think.
Right. And I mean, I think in some respects, his success kind of tainted his own solo career, because you got so used to being able to hear your favorite artist, and then boom, you got that Nate Dogg, you know. And then where when you just got him, you had to really just kind of get into it to really look, you know, to really listen out and see what you're getting out of it. So I don't know. I mean, it's just, all I gotta say is it sucks that the man passed. So
yeah, indeed. So we're going to go into a couple quick songs real quick. We're going to bring it back. This is going to be one of those kind of, we call it a dry trunk edition of Microphone Masters Radio.
Indeed.
But we're going to bring it. We're going to get into a song. It's by The Breaks. It's called More Of. And then we played Molasses by Raekwon a couple of weeks ago. And so we want to play the one with Blaze Rock and myself.
Yeah.
It's called Molasses, obviously. So with The Breaks and then J-Love featuring Blaze Rock. This is Microphone Masters Radio on WCNN.com.
Yeah.
Trying to elevate to a special place where I don't hesitate when the vessels break. Don't need to levitate to the heaven's gate. Rest on the 7th, but I don't want to see Section 8. I feel like an alien in District 9, because I see those 10 commands like they're divine. It's 2011, not 2000 of mine. 12 disciples, but one didn't see the finish line. Because sin is disastrous, it's cancerous. I'm trying to master it before it masters me. I was dead like Lazarus. Please let the master speak. I am not a pacifist. I don't have to duck and cover. I can just catch the fist. Class opera, even if it's not popular. Waiting on the apocalypse, not reading the Apocrypha. So let's step on over the aura. I'm here to give the people what they really want more of.
We give the people what we know they want more of. They want more of that love. They want more of. They want more of that peace. They want more of. They want more of the breaks, and they're sure that we got to keep moving. We keep growing, and it's moving. Ayo, we're winning, we're not losing. Ayo, the breaks is who they be choosing.
I bust uncommon raps over these condom rappers. I impregnate the beat, latex, and never capture belief. The slave who escaped the master's trap to become a label mate, writing rhymes and spinning whack. Who won't test me? Nah, told you the way is the one who seen the best things done. Ayo, the breaks in the front. Ayo, we bless the sun. Walking in this light, I come with the faith to move the Rocky Mountains. I am Shouton, save me from my outcome of a life without you. You are awesome. Sometimes I'm off one, but you left the flock to get me. Who was I? Was a lost one.
We give the people what we know they want more of. They want more of that love. They want more of. They want more of that peace. They want more of. They want more of the breaks, and they're sure that we got to keep moving. We keep growing, and it's moving. Ayo, we're winning, we're not losing. Ayo, the breaks is who they be choosing.
Ego, another anthem. The breaks is handsome, and they work hard while the rest throw tantrums. I do this for my unborn grandson. When the time is right, the music is gonna hand one. Inheritance to all of my seeds, cause we repeatedly give the people what they need. Not pseudo spirituality mixed with postmodernistic thought only causes more casualties. So I can't continue living casually. I'm in a war and my muscles aren't atrophied. So in spite of being tired, I gotta fight and kill sin before it kills me. That's my insight.
We give the people what we know they want more of. They want more of that love. They want more of. They want more of that peace. They want more of. They want more of the breaks, and they're sure that we got to keep moving. We keep growing, and it's moving. Ayo, we're winning, we're not losing. Ayo, the breaks is who they keep choosing. Exit. Here go. We give the people what we know they want more of. They want more of that love. They want more of. They want more of that peace. They want more of. They want more of the breaks. And they're sure that we got to keep moving. We keep growing and improving. And yo, we're winning. We're not losing. And yo, the breaks is who they keep choosing. Here go.
Never giving a rest, like the angel of death, taking them seats to the rest. Pass me the shovel, walking my beautiful mind. J Cash, I'm walking the line, man, if you feel so inclined. Hey, man, boost up my level, despite all the lesson agreed. Judging MC by his deeds, live by this motto and creed. Verbally planting the seeds, too cold, I'm shivering, man. Freeze when the mic's in my hand, cough like Lieutenant Dan. They just can't kick it, foundation crumbling too. Verbally jousted a few, like my boy said, come anew. Our pain will be afflicted, toss a CD in a ditch. Jailer, that son of a bitch. Hey, yo, Steve, give me a lift, some of y'all catching my drip. Change is blowing across, harder since he's going soft. Maybe that's cause all along they just pretend all the song. People in glass houses put the stones down and act like you know that now, but right now we roll thick like molasses. Give us our trespasses, rhymes spread like rashes all over the skin.
Not just in it for the dough, come check me at a show. Flammable, I might blow, Jay's back at it again. We roll thick like molasses, give us our trespasses, rhymes spread like rashes all over the skin.
Not just in it for the dough, check me out at the show. Flammable, I might blow, blaze back.
Yo, I roll through, toe in a phone booth. My flow's like a gold tooth, I shine like I'm supposed to. Connecting the dots, I'm wrecking the spots. To wrecking your blocks, forgetting whether it's a blessing or not. You just suggesting I'm hot, I'm just a weapon, I'm rock. You barely expecting the block, I'm misdirecting the shot. Cats still trying to imagine the skill, I'm just fabulous ill. Counterparts still trying to average the real. Your force diminished, the cause for cynics. I stay handcuffing MCs from 5 feet. My speech bang similar to the kick of 9 beats. My mind reads. Twist cats up like line bleach. Sick with the crafted, most savage of asses. Quick to ravage you rappers for trying to act like you bad kid. You got me confused or misconstrued. My clips are like angels and lift you out of your shoes. I see you at the crossroads and snuff you in the chin. Catch you in the pits of hell and bust you again.
We roll thick like molasses, give us our trespasses. Rhymes spread like rashes all over the skin.
Not just in it for the dough, come check me at a show. Flammable, I might blow, Jay's back at it again. We roll thick like molasses, give us our trespasses. Rhymes spread like rashes all over the skin.
Not just in it for the dough, check me out at the show. Flammable, I might blow, blaze back at it again. Regrouping, we hitting the flank, putting gas up in my tank, taking my cash from the bank. Always time to hustle, stay balanced like yin and the yang. If I ain't out doing my thing, swinging like club of the lane, flexing verbal muscle. Cause I ain't got no time to waste, so I hit this thing from every angle. Cut through that clutter just to be placed among the J's, hip hop CD.
You must have lost every sense of thought. Comparing your defenses raw with holes and you can sense your loss. I'm cold with the words, even when I'm holding the slurs. You can't see no action, I'm withholding your words. I'm just that nasty with it. You act, you get it, I bash you with it. You can't run with the big boys, you ashy midget. Get it,
forget it, that's a rap. Blaze, rizza, blaze, rizza. Chain love, what? We roll thick like molasses. Give us our trespasses. Rhymes spread like rashes all over the skin.
Not just in it for the dough, come check me at a show. Flammable, I might blow, Jay's back at it again. We roll thick like molasses. Give us our trespasses. Rhymes spread like rashes all over the skin.
Not just in it for the dough, check me out at the show. Flammable, I might blow, blaze back at it again.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. So that was The Breaks, and then played, you know, J Love and Blaze Rock Molasses. You tell us which one you like better. I'm partial to a little partial to the one Blaze and I did. But we gonna, you know, this week, since I said it's a little bit more of a dry, shrunken edition, we gonna copy and paste the Black Fact to next episode. But I want to talk about something real quick. And before I get, you know, make sure you support DubCNN.com and all the things that, not only that they're doing, great things that you won't see other websites doing. for example, honoring Nate Dogg and not just making it a quick little blog posting or a news post and then move on. I think that's one of the great, that's why we're so happy to be involved with dubcnn.com.
Absolutely.
Also, make sure you go and hit us up, you know, hit the forums up, make sure you let us know what you're thinking, hit us up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, you can email us, mikemastersradio@gmail.com, and you can also follow us on Twitter, mikemastersradio. So, but, you know, this week, difficult clients is what I'm kind of calling this segment for a reason. DJ Premier was on, I think it was Vlad TV or something like that this week, and he was talking about, the question was asked, who was one of your most difficult clients? And so DJ Premier, just being real, because how else can you be but real,
yeah,
said cannabis was one of his most difficult clients. And said the reason why, and he went on to say, because he went through the trouble he went through, made him this dope beat that Premier said ended up becoming, Devil's Pie for D'Angelo, mm-hmm, on that album. And that, you know, because cannabis was just on some old cannabis stuff, saying, this is, you're not understanding my vision, you're not recognizing. And so he kind of laid that out there. Then cannabis comes back a couple days later and puts out this pseudo diss where he's trying to give the timeline of what happened, and he's giving wrong dates in his timeline and all this stuff. But difficult clients. Now, I know, Blaze, and the reason why I'm saying this, and you might think I was taking a different approach with this one, but I know you've executive produced a couple projects, you've produced for folks, you've run sessions, and you've engineered and done some things. You don't have to do that. But talk about some difficult clients that you've had, and talk about how you deal with that. If you're like, you know, when you think of a Premier and his artist is coming in, Premier is established, you know, and you have a dude that's kind of on the come up, thinking that he knows a little bit more than what the architect knows. So talk about maybe some experiences that you have, whatever role you were playing at the time when you were dealing with somebody that was being difficult.
Hey man, I gotta say, I've been honestly blessed to say, I haven't had any experiences that were really terrible as providing a service and dealing with clients. Every person that I've really worked with and the time I've worked with them has been, you know, fairly professional. I haven't had a lot of, you know, people want to show up 40 hours late or nothing like that. I haven't had a lot of cancels. I think people have been, you know, I've been fortunate enough to have some good experiences. Now, I will say, I have been in sessions with other folks where it was like, you asked me to come. What's up? You know, I've had situations where, you know, I had an artist, a fairly prominent artist in Arizona, I should say. And his fairly prominent producer at that time. This is funny to me. So they asked me, they said, okay, yo, we like what you do. What's up? We, you know, let's get a track together. I was like, all right, cool. Tell me where to go. You know, I pulled out my E40, you know. So, you know, they was like, all right, meet us, you know, come to the studio at 6, I think it was 6 p.m. Come in at like 6. We'll get in here, knock it out. Now, when I go to work, I go to work. Yeah. So, I don't drink, I don't smoke anyway, but I ain't trying to kick it. I'm not trying to hang out. I'm trying to work. We can kick it and hang out once we knock these tracks out. Yes. So anyway, so I get there at 6. I got there at 5:45. Nobody was there. And then, so I waited, and 6:30 rolled around. Nobody was there.
Yeah.
7 o'clock rolled around. They showed up. I was like, all right, cool. Maybe I just messed up the time. Didn't even ask. I was like, I'm not going to make a complaint. I'm cool. I'm just happy to be here. So we get in the studio, and they was like, oh, hold up, we about to smoke a little something. All right. Okay. You want some? Nah, I'm cool. I don't really do it, I'm cool. All right, so an hour later, we finally start hearing some beats. So the producer plays me like two just insane heaters. And I'm like, let's go. Let's keep going. Let's get it in. So I banged out like a 16 in like, I mean, it had to be 8 minutes flat, dude. I swear about, I basically wrote it and spit it like 10 times. So that would have been like 4 minutes plus the 3 minutes or so that, you know. Anyway, so the dude who I'm there to be rapping with that sounded real ghetto. But the dude I'm there to be rapping with, he was like, oh, that verse is cool. All right, dog. So I'll let you know when, you know, when I drop my verse and I play. And I was shocked. I was like, wow, I've been here for 2 hours and all I did was drop a verse. I mean, it's not bad, but I mean, that's the closest I've really experienced to having, like, you know, a really bad experience. I think the funnest time that I've had, though, in terms of service, was a couple times in with Mindspit, where we were there and it was just so much going on that nobody got anything recorded. But that isn't that type of thing. It was just funny. You know, it was fun because everybody kept dropping by and everybody was showing up and everybody kept going to where no one actually got to record.
I think if you break it down in eras, I think that Mindspit era that you were a part of and I was able to be a part of that a little bit was real cool. I think that was one of those.
Because I think that's something I miss even now, given the means in which I record now. That's something I do miss, is the opportunity that somebody might, you know, just want to stop through, you know, while you're working or whatever. And sometimes that breeds some organic music that, you know, that you just can't plan. You know, you just can't create a song like that without having that opportunity for somebody just to happen by and happen through, or just be like, hey, where you at? I'm at the studio, come through, let's do it, boom. Or, you know, you show up to the studio and somebody's there to record with somebody else and you end up doing something like that. So I don't know. Yeah, I think, you know, it's a great time.
I think I'm making a note right now. We're going to have to make a little Mindspit episode of Microphone Master
Yeah,
to expose some stuff to somebody and maybe try to get some of those folks up on the show as well.
Absolutely.
But and I can attest to that if Blaze is not one of the types that, if he's not feeling something, I remember we have a project that we did called Cross Platform. And
I
always go back to this, and, you know, we talk about it often, where I did a verse, and it was because Cross Platform, we'll eventually play a Cross Platform song, but it was more of a really aggressive type of project. And when it was time for me to lay a verse to one of the songs that we were doing, I came off kind of sound like I was Snoop Doggish. Like, yo, hey, yo, I'm trying.
I want to tell you what's up.
And so I dropped the verse, and Blaze kind of looked at me, and he said, Nah, that's not how we do that. So that candor and that honesty is why Blaze is one of my best friends and one of my dearest friends. But that is, we're going to bring an end to it. We hope you enjoy this episode of Microphone Masters Radio. He's Blaze Rock. I'm Jay Love. And once again, we want to give our condolences to the family and also to the friends, for those who know or knew Nate Dogg very well. So we hope that we you know, could honor him a little bit by talking about what his importance to us and how he affected our lives and our music, our hip-hop loving part of our lives. So we hope you appreciate that. But, you know, check back next week. We're going to get back into it real hard, deep, and heavy. So that's how we do it. So Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com. Make sure you check into dubcnn.com. Make it a part of your daily life. He's Blaze Rock. I'm Jay Love. Are you kidding?